Kansas State. Things weren't clicking for the Cougars until one play changed everything.
Bell high snap, give to Giddens, bumbo! It's loose! The Cougs will recover! Looking to scoop and score! 10, 5, and touchdown! Touchdown, Tommy Precious! And the Cougs score on defense!
This morning, BYU looks to take the momentum they've created for themselves into Waco as they look to start the season 5-0 against Baylor.
To know that we can play at that level and set a new expectation for ourselves each week has been a great tool. To win a game like that at home is awesome, and I hope Cougar Nation loves it, but we owe it to ourselves to stay locked in and prepare for Baylor.
It's time for BYU football as the Cougars face the Bears on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live play-by-play coverage of BYU football is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. By Les Olson IT, the technology partner your business needs. And by Smith's Food and Drug, fresh for everyone. Let's take you inside the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth at McLean Stadium in Waco, Texas, and join Hans Olsen, along with the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back to McLean Stadium here in Waco, Texas. BYU and Baylor coming up. Let's head down to field level. Kevin Marr is the referee. The captains are shaking hands at midfield. We'll get today's coin toss. Again, Kevin Marr will officiate. BYU in the all-whites and Baylor in the all-golds today with green helmets. The handshakes going on amongst captains. We'll hear referee Kevin Marr momentarily. Okay, he's not keyed his mic yet, but the coin toss is about to be made.
Red Eagle is heads. Blue side is heads. Red Eagle is tails. BYU is going to make the call. What's the call going to be?
Heads.
Heads is the call. Heads is the call. It is tails. Baylor has won the toss. Baylor has won the toss, has elected to defer their option to the second half. Connor, you want the ball? Which direction you want to kick, Sawyer? Okay, let's switch.
All right, so BYU will receive the football to
BYU
our right.
Will receive at this end. Good luck, gentlemen.
The south end of the stadium. Baylor will kick off from north to south, left to right, as we see it and you hear it. So Baylor wins the coin toss. They will defer, get the ball to begin half number two. We're getting ready for kickoff, which is brought to you by the BYU Salt Lake Center. Advance your education in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. Hans, we talked about it off the air, but your thoughts about this gorgeous venue here in Waco.
This is incredible, and you had mentioned it as well. The BYU fan base is filled in. We've got an entire corner from top to bottom that is stacked with blue. And then looking, I believe, at the north end zone, you've got as much blue as you've got yellow. So I think you're right. In this beautiful stadium, on this amazing field next to this gorgeous river, there is going to be a very vocal BYU fan support that I think this BYU team is going to feel. They're going to hear them, and they're going to feel them.
By the way, BYU now in coin tosses in the Kalani Sitake era. They've won 51 and lost 56 coin tosses. When the Cougs do lose the coin toss, they have a winning record at 32 and 23.
I will tell you, Greg, I would rather have my defense on the field right now, because that's BYU staple. That's exactly what Dave Aranda wants. Dave wants his defense on the field because he feels like it's a good defense. He feels like he can get pressure. So do not let this defense set the tone. Make sure that you're the one throwing the punches. Make sure that you're the one setting the tone, that you're up tempo, and that you're moving this ball. I just think that this first drive for BYU needs to be good. And how do you do it? Get Jake Retzlaff involved in the run. Let him make some RPO decisions. Let him make some speed option decisions. And get Jake Retzlaff going.
Today's flag bearers for BYU: Viliami Pouha with the U.S. flag. Keanu Hill with the Texas flag. Tim Ismail with the Big 12 flag. The alumni flags were brought out by Margin Hooks, Fred Katoa, and Blair Bushwell. Again, BYU in the all-whites today. White jerseys, white pants, white helmets. Royal blue is the accent. And Baylor will be in gold jerseys and pants with green helmets. The lettering and numerals on those gold jerseys, green. So green and gold against royal and white here in Waco, Texas. Again, this stadium seats around 45,000. It will not be a full house, but you will hear a lot of BYU fans in the house as Royal Blue is scattered about and concentrated pockets of Royal Blue to our upper left and our upper right across the way. And we are on the banks of the Brazos River on a spectacular sunny Saturday. Couldn't ask for more for this late morning kickoff. Kicking off for the Bears will be number 99, Jack Stone, the Michigan State transfer. So Jack Stone to boot it away. And Keelan Marion is the deep returner for BYU. He has an off returner with him, and that is Enoch Navahine. Stone approaches. The high back spinner is waved off by Keelan Marion. BYU will take it on the touchback out to the 25-yard line. So BYU first down and 10 from the 25. Jake Retzloff and the offense out for their first play of the afternoon. Series tied 2-2. 2-0 in Provo are the Cougars. 0-2 in Waco. The last game, BYU won double overtime, 26-20, back on September 10th, 2022. Last time in Waco, the Bears won it by a score of 38-24 on October 16th, 2021. All right, ball set, Farhash, as the Cougs go right to left as we see it and you hear it. Two receiving options to the left and two to the right for Jake Retzloff in an empty shotgun. He throws a quick out, complete to Cody Epps for a five-yard gain. Simple little completion, first down and 10, makes it second down and 5.
And nothing difficult up front for Baylor. They're just going to rush their down 4. They actually got their down 4 linemen at the line of scrimmage, and they're going to rush it. Now, that's just an easy pocket. That's an easy route. And, you know, if that route is going to be open, continue to hit it. Now, you do probably have your top 20 plays scripted. Go to your next one, get a little bit of success, but a nice down first.
The Baylor base is a 3-3-5. They went 2-4-5 much of the game. They opened with three down linemen. The nose tackle, by the way, Elinus Noel III, is 6'2", 337. Lining up on Connor Pay. Shotgun snap to Jake Retzloff. Retzloff on the handoff to Enoch Navahine. He gets nothing. It'll be third down and 5. So after a nice first down play, nothing doing. And that was the aforementioned nose guard, Elinus Noel III, who makes his fourth tackle of the season. We hardly saw him last week as Baylor ran 95% of their defensive plays in a 2-4-5 last week.
This was just a win by Elinus. He's able to push Connor Pay back. Connor is going to have to really sink those hips and keep his point of attack. This is going to be a big fight for him all morning long.
Trips to the right, Marion, Roberts, and Lassiter on a third down and 5 empty for Jake Retzloff. Jake looks and throws complete for the first down to Lassiter. Steps out of a tackle. The 45, the midfield for Darius Lassiter, needs to hang on to the football and does to the Baylor 45-yard line. A third and 5 converted. BYU's had its third down struggles this year, but the Cougs convert their first third down try of this day. BYU converting at 14 for 48 coming into the day. That's a 29% conversion rate, but 1 for 1 on the gainer to Lassiter. And Lassiter ends up at the Baylor 46-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, first down and 10. Reiner Swanson is split wide to the right side. He's the lone receiving option right. Navahine the tailback. Retzloff in the gun. He's got trips left. First and 10 at the Baylor 46. The hand clap. The give to Navahine. And Navahine gets one. Falls ahead. Wrapped up. Minimal gain. Oh, it's Pokaiwa Haunga, not Navahine. 23 and not 21 in the backfield. So the give to Pokai. And Pokai gains 3 on the carry. So second down and 7.
Then you see you're going to have two hits right out of the gates. Matt Jones, who's playing that Mike Backer right now. And Elinus Noel, number 98, that Greg was talking about, the big 340-pound dude in the middle. Both those guys are going to get a pop on him and stop this thing for a short game.
All right, so Pokai for 3, creating a second down and 7. At the Baylor 43-yard line. Shotgun snap to Retzloff. Clean pocket. Guns one on the crosser. Complete to Lassiter again at the 30-yard line. Moves the sticks. First and 10, BYU. That was a rifle from Retzloff.
Well, I just want to point out that the pocket at the beginning stages of this game for BYU is a very, very positive sign, Greg. Now, they're not throwing anything distinct at them. You're not throwing much twist or stunt. You're really rushing 3, but you rush 4 right there. Nothing is getting in the backfield, and Retzloff is just casually delivering these routes.
First and 10 again. 11:45 to play in the opening quarter. BYU driving smartly down the field. Tight end and a wing to the left. Twins to the right. Retzloff shotgun. They'll give on a short jet to Parker Kingston. Kingston trying to get to the sideline and now turn it up inside the numbers. He gets a gain of almost five, give him four to the 26-yard line. So that was a short jet motion from Parker Kingston from left to right. And as he got outside the 30-yard line number, he turned it up for a gain of four. Second down and six for BYU. Cougs have gotten to one third down here on this opening drive and converted it. BYU now in scoring territory at the 26 of Baylor. We have 11-11 to play in the opening quarter. Retzloff in the gun. He's got Kingston and JoJo Phillips to the short right side. Miles Davis checks in as a tailback off the right hip of Retzloff. Left is Marion. Tight end left. Marion motion from left to right. They fake the jet to Marion. Retzloff has a man wide open. Miles Davis on the wheel. Makes the catch for the touchdown. The Cougs open on top 6-0. Less than 5 minutes in. Right down the field and right into the end zone. Miles Davis scores his third touchdown as a Cougar.
Miles is going to come out of the backfield. He's lined up right next to Retzloff in the shotgun. And he makes no bones about it. He just wheels right outside the offensive tackle. Runs right down the side where the numbers are, just in between the hash and numbers, and it's a perfect stride throw. Why? Well, because Baylor rushed four, and they cannot get there. Greg, this is going to be a long day for them if they can't get pressure. Retzloff can deliver when he's not under pressure.
Will Farron on for the PAT to make it 7-0. The snap, good. The hold by Vanderhaar, good. The kick is up and good. We've just had our first Mountain America Credit Union touchdown of the day. For each touchdown that BYU scores this season, Mountain America will donate $250 to the American Red Cross to help fund humanitarian services and programs. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. 7-0 Cougs on the PAT. We'll come back with a pigskin scoring summary after this break. 10:52 to play in the opening quarter. 22nd ranked BYU 7, Baylor no score. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
7-0 Cougs. Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats. From farm to fork, Utah Pork Producers and Daly's Meats take pride in good practices that produce safe and nutritious pork right here in Utah. Make pork your protein of choice all season long. For delicious and nutritious pork recipes, visit pork.org. BYU goes 7 plays, 75 yards, 4:08 off the clock. And the final play is Jake Retzloff to Miles Davis for a 26-yard touchdown. And for Jake Retzloff, that's passing touchdown number 13 for his career, 10 on the year, to 3 INTs. All right, 7-0 BYU. Will Farron getting ready to kick it off. 7-0 Cougs with 10:52 to play in the opening quarter. Farron, a returnable back spinner, collected between the hash marks by Jamal Bell. Bell is spun around and dropped at the 21-yard line. It'll be a 79-yard field facing Baylor. All right, here's something for you. BYU takes the opening kickoff and scores a touchdown on the opening drive. The Cougs have won 31 consecutive games when scoring a touchdown on their first possession. Under Kalani, BYU's 12-0 on the road. 12-0, perfect record on the road when they score a touchdown on their first possession. Overall, BYU under Kalani, 33-2 when they just score a touchdown on possession number one, as the Cougs have done here today.
Undeniable number. That's too big to deny.
Sawyer Robertson is the quarterback in the gun. Bryson Washington off his left hip. First and 10 for the Bears. Robertson has a pass, batted up, intercepted at the 20-yard line. The first play of the game is a takeaway for BYU.
Blake Mangelson is going to bat this ball, and this thing is going to fall right down in his hands. I don't know if it's Blake or John that bats this thing up or who it is, but Blake comes down with the interception. So now you've got an interception for Tyler Batty and put one in there for Blake Mangelson.
And an interception in the first five games of this season, six games in a row dating back to last year. And it was John Nelson getting a hand on it, and the mangler, Blake Mangelson, coming down with it. Now the Cougs have the football in the red zone, first and 10. Things could not have started any better for BYU.
I can't even believe it, man. These D tackles, I know, Greg, people might think I talk about them too much because I talk about John Nelson, Blake Mangelson nonstop. They think I've got some type of love affair with them. I do. I think they're incredible players.
Pistol formation now. Navahine behind Retzloff. Twins to the right. Now the motion. And fake motion it back to the right. Handoff to Enoch. And Enoch gets to the 15, the 14-yard line. Solid run on first and 10. Gain of six for Navahine.
Just not a lot of push against this BYU offensive front. Now, there was the one in the first drive. But right now, BYU's offensive line is getting their fits and their drives. And that offensive line surged this defensive line 3 yards before anybody was there to touch Nahui Enick.
Pokai and Enick are now split backs. Shotgun split backs on a second down and 4 from the Baylor 16-yard line. Ball between the hash marks, BYU right to left. Jake Retzloff claps the hands. Gives to Pokai, sweeping to the right, to the 10, to the 5, to the 4, 3. Ripped back there, but it's first and goal for BYU. It's an 11-yard run for Pokaiella Hunga. And the Cougs are inside the 5, first and goal.
Just can't get enough love to Braden Kahn. Right offensive tackle for BYU. All he's going to do is just take his base step like you're kick-starting a motorcycle, and then you're firing out at your DN. And Keim is driving his DN 4-5 yards, and that just allows the run to get where it needs to be.
Retzloff with Namahine. Jake will go under center. Double tight left. Two wide receivers right. Motion Roberts. The turn and give. To the 2, to the 1, to Namahine. They push him back at the 1 yard line. Gain of 2, maybe just 1 and a football length. So a little more than a 1 yard gain on first and goal from the 3. The 7-0 BYU, 9 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Cougs looking for a 2-score lead early in this one. The ball will be set at the 2 yard line. So second and goal from the 2, ball just inside the right hash. They'll keep the same personnel on the field, I do believe. Double tight. Tasse to the right, Hill to the left. Hill will now flank out along with Roberts and Lassiter. Retzloff goes gun with Navahine. Second and goal from the 2. And on the wide receiver screen from the left side to Chase Roberts. Receives the ball, steps in past the plane for the touchdown. Chase scores to make it 13-0 with the PAT pending. Back-to-back weeks with a touchdown catch for Chase Roberts.
So Jake Retzloff is going to start in shotgun, and he's going to walk right up under center. He quickly takes the snap from the center and fires it out to Chase Roberts, who's sitting in a trip set. Chase just bends back around like it's some type of screen set, takes the catch, and falls in behind his blocker for the touchdown. That's touchdown number 2 for Chase Roberts.
Second in as many weeks, Will Farron on for the PAT to make it 14-0. Vanderhaar places, and Will splits the uprights. 14-0. It's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU. It comes early. That's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross. Jake Retzloff, 2 touchdown passes.
Wow.
He's now to 14 for his career and 11 on the year. And Chase Roberts, that's his 10th touchdown as a BYU Cougar. We'll take a break. We'll get back for another Pigskin scoring summary after this. 14-0 Cougs early. You're on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats, providing hundreds of jobs in Utah while producing safe and nutritious pork. Real pork raised by real Utah farmers for real Cougar fans like you. For more information, follow Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. Second BYU drive, short field, 4 plays, 20 yards, 2:12 off the clock. Final play is Jake Retzloff to Chase Roberts for a 2-yard touchdown. 14-0 BYU, not even halfway through the first quarter here at McLean Stadium. Greg Rubel, Hans Olsen upstairs. Mitchell Juergens down on the field and in the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. Will Farron kicking off once again. It'll be Jamal Bell and Bryson Washington back in a return tandem for Baylor. This is short and to the right side. And fair catch called for inside the 10. So out to the 25, Baylor will have first down and 10 already. The Bears have run one offensive play, one offensive snap, and they're down 14-0.
Yeah, and Baylor just called for a fair catch outside the 10 after coming out of a Colorado game where they returned one for a touchdown. I don't think their minds are where it needs to be. I think that this is still some Colorado beat-down letdown that they're dealing with. It's like a hangover effect that they're dealing with right now.
11-1 in snaps right now in BYU's favor. Bryson Washington, right hip of Sawyer Robertson. Flushed out to his left, throws on the run, and on the comeback, the catch is made, and they say dragged a foot for a 9-yard gain. Give him 10 in the first down. Wow. Hal Presley makes the catch at the far sideline, and they say he dragged that foot to move the sticks, and I'm not sure BYU thought that was a catch. And either way, Baylor's going to hurry it up and try and snap immediately, and they do. Quick wide receiver screen to the right side and a step through with the first tackle. Glasker makes a tackle at the far sideline after a gain of 12 or 13. So two quick plays and two stick movers for the Bears.
Well, they didn't even have the sticks moved off the first one before they snapped the second one, and here they go with the third.
44-yard line of Baylor, the spot. Robertson shotgun as Washington to his right hip. Robertson throws on the settle to the right side. Complete to Josh Cameron for another first down. And inside the 40-yard line of BYU. So BYU on its heels defensively right now. As Sawyer Robertson has the Bears clicking down the turf for the first and 10. 7:25 to play in the opening quarter. Ball set near hash. Baylor left to right. The handoff goes middle to Bryson Washington. Washington to the 35. A gain of 3. Second down and 7. Blake Mangelson had the interception, setting up the short field and a score moments ago. Records the tackle. 7:09 to play in quarter number 1 on a sun-splashed Saturday along the banks of the Brazos. It is 14-0 BYU, but plenty of work to do in this first quarter, which has gone well to this point for BYU. The ball between the hash marks now, and Bryson Washington will be off the right hip of the quarterback, Sawyer Robertson, the Mississippi State transfer. Takes a three-step drop and goes deep. It's a miscommunication, and it'll be incomplete. The receiver, Monterey Baldwin, stopped, and it was a go down the left sideline, but stopping with the receiver was the DB, Jacob Robinson. The ball simply sails both past both of them for an incompletion. So it does end up to a third down and 6, and you wonder how aggressive Dave Aranda and his OC want to be here. Third down and 6 and almost 7, let's call it, from the BYU 35-yard line, and they're down 14-0 and looking for something positive to latch onto. Trips to the left side include a tight end. Single wide to the right. Shotgun for Robertson. Takes the chastise snap. They're going to run on this third and 7 and nearly get the first down. I think they did come close. Needed 7, got 6. That's a 4-down call. If you're going for that play on third and 7, you're going to try and get 4 downs out of it, and they will go on fourth and 1 quickly. They need to get to the 28. The ball's at the 29. Fourth down and 1. Shotgun snap and a stop in the backfield. They will turn it over on downs. It's Isaiah Glasker. And Glasker got into the backfield just that quickly and rocked the running back for the loss on the play.
Glasker's just sitting on the outside waiting. I think he knows what's coming. Now, this hurry-up is catching them a little bit off guard. Jake Spadaball, the offensive coordinator, hasn't shown this level of hurry-up, but there's Glasker sitting on the outside. He's just waiting for that ball to be snapped, and he fires into the backfield pretty much untouched, and he's got a big hit in the TFL, and now you're getting the ball back, first and 10 going the other way.
Baylor down 14-0. Jeez. Went for it on fourth and 1 inside the BYU 30, needing a spark. Instead, it was Isaiah Glasker making the drive go dark and end it. And it'll be BYU first and 10 on offense after this. 6:20 to play in the opening quarter. 14-0 Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
We had the early Hyundai power play of the game moments ago. Isaiah Glasker with a tackle for loss on a fourth and short for Baylor gives the ball back to the BYU offense. The power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Power play of the game brought to you by Hyundai and authored by Isaiah Glasker gives the ball back to BYU. The Cougs first and 10 from their own 31-yard line. 6:20 to go in a first quarter that has BYU out in front of Baylor by a score of 14-0. By the way, the Jake Retzloff touchdown pass has now turned into a touchdown rush by Chase Roberts. They say it was a lateral or backward pass. And so give Retzloff a touchdown pass and Roberts a touchdown run for the 14-0 lead. And we've got flags and a false start for BYU to start the drive. First negative play for BYU.
Offense number 51, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Sione Macassini back in the lineup now for BYU. He's actually been really good to start this game. Just a little bit of an early twitch there by Sione.
Sonny Macassini and not Connor Pay is at center. Something's happened to Connor Pay. And that's a low snap to Retzloff. The handoff to Navahine. And on a first down and 15, a run of 13 for Enoch Navahine. That's his long run of the season. And now we want to see what's up with the center spot. Because Connor Pay has been the every day, every snap guy. And he's not out there right now. So we're going to track it with Mitchell Juergens. But Connor Pay is not snapping the ball right now. It is Sonny Moccasini with Austin Leusa going to right guard. It is second down and three, meantime, for BYU. They gave Nawahine 12 on the run, and now on this second and short, give him three plus. There we go. Well done. He needed three, and they're going to move the sticks on the Nawahine run. So what a strong run from Enoch, and BYU moves the sticks out to the 41-yard line of the Cougs, first down and 10.
Well, early on here, it looks like Moccasini's doing a fine job working in tandem with Lapuaho off that left side, and they're getting the movement that they need. And right now, you're seeing a power run game from BYU early that you haven't seen early like this throughout the season.
This is BYU's 14th play of the game. They've gotten only one third down. Marion motions, play fake, sprint right. Jake sets the platform and now throws on the run and throws. Well done by Keelan Marion. A catch on the sideline. Walks the tightrope to the 47 to move the sticks. That appeared to be a last resort throw, almost a throw away, but it wasn't. Jake knew who he had. He had Keelan Marion on the boundary at the far side of the field and taps the toes to move the chains. Well done to the 47, first and 10.
This is one of those bootleg looks where you get the quarterback in open space, and you had Matt Jones, the middle linebacker for Baylor, who did pursue. It's a layered route situation. He actually hit the deep route. He hit the backside route to Keelan Marion.
Nawahine is the back off the left hip of Jake Retzloff. Motion man is Lassiter from right to left, creating twins. Now a short sprint left, a throwback to the right, dumped at the feet of a lineman and Nawahine. So a throwaway there by Retzloff. The play was not developing the way he intended, and so it goes to a second down and 10. We've seen very few negative or no gain plays for BYU. That's only the second. You had the penalty a moment ago. You had a throwaway there, a dirt at the foot of the receiver. So second down and 10 from the Baylor 47-yard line. Ricks to the left, Roberts, Lassiter, and Marion tight end to the right, and Retzloff's in the gun with Nawahine off his right hip. 14-0 Cougs, 4:15 to play in the opening quarter. A five-step drop by Jake. Pressure collapses on him. Takes off to the left. Jake's on a nice run. The 40, the 35, forced out of bounds, 32-yard line. Oh, it'll be a flag. He is thrown into the Baylor bench. He slams into the bench, gets up okay. That will be a hit out of bounds, and you can add 15 to the end of the run. BYU has to avoid picking up a penalty in retaliation here. Just get back to your huddle, which they are now doing, and it'll set up BYU inside the red zone on the late hit out of bounds. They'll tack on 15 to the end of the run, which ended outside the Baylor 30-yard line. Here's your call.
Personal foul, late hit out of bounds. Defense number three, half the distance to the goal, automatic first down.
He gets hit out of bounds, and what's scary is he ran to the bench and his quads hit into the bench. Now, these Baylor benches have air conditioning units that sit right behind them, and if they didn't have those air conditioning units, that bench would have gone all the way over backwards. I hope Jake's legs are okay because he hit him pretty hard.
He popped up. It is BYU first and 10 now at the Baylor 17. Ball near hash, BYU right to left. Single wide left, trips to the right. One of the right receivers is Kingston, motions in. It's a throw from Kingston, batted away. He had his man in the end zone, couldn't find Keanu Hill. The DB raced over to knock it down. If that throw is a little more under it, it's a touchdown.
Wow, that is wide open. And Kingston actually hurried it because he saw how open Keanu Hill was. He hurried the throw. It kind of goosed. It looked like a duck that had been winged by just a couple of the little BBs out of a shotgun shell. And it's wobbling, and it's not quite fast enough. But it was smart to release it as early as he did because it was so open early. It would have been closed late.
It was a great red zone call and almost scored a touchdown, but for the underthrow. Retzloff is in the gun. Nawahine left hip. They're going to motion JoJo from left to right. Jake on the keepers. Got good blocking. Jake to the 15, 10, 5, 10. Touchdown! Jake Retzloff steps inside the left pylon. It's 20-0. It's all BYU in the opening quarter. 3:39 to play in the first. And a PAT to make it 21-0. Jake Retzloff with his fourth touchdown run as a BYU Cougar and first of this season. Well, this is complementary football. The offense, the defense working perfectly together. And a 20-0 lead, about to be 21 if Farron can knock it through. Dalton Riggs with the snap. And Sam Vanderhaar for the hold. Will does the kicking part and knocks it through 21-0. A little more than 11 minutes into this football game. It's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU. Another $250 donated to the American Red Cross. We're going to take a timeout with the Cougs cruising. Lots of football left to play, but it's been a great day so far for BYU. Taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. For every point BYU scores, your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats will donate 75 servings of nutritious protein to the Utah Food Bank to help Utah families in need. For more information on Points for Protein, follow Utah Pork Producers Association on Facebook and Instagram. The last drive, 7 plays, 69 yards, 2:41 off the clock. Jake Retzloff, 17-yard touchdown run for Jake. That is his second longest run of the season, I do believe. It puts BYU up 21-0 on the PAT make. That's your Pigskin scoring summary. Down to Mitchell Juergens. Update on Connor Pay. It's not a good situation, Mitch.
Yeah, Greg, not good news. Connor Pay was carted off the field. His left shoe is off, so it appears to be a left foot injury or ankle or lower leg. It's clear he's not going to return in this game. Hopefully it's not too much after that. I'm sure he's going in for more testing and evaluation.
Thank you, Mitch. Kickoff by Farron, a run out by Jamal Bell. Bell tackled at the 20-yard line between the hash marks. Nice special teams work by BYU on the kickoff return. That was Mitchell Juergens, by the way, in the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. BYU football is presented in part by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. BYU's created a 21-0 lead with 3:33 to play in the opening quarter.
All that wealth, and that last touchdown came off an Austin Leusa pull, and Jake Retzloff worked off the inside off that pull. It was just a beautiful move.
Sawyer Robertson shotgun. You hear the hand clap. He's got twins left and right and throws wide open to the 30-35-yard line. Tackled at the 40-yard line is Ashton Hawkins, the Texas State transfer. Ashton Hawkins, while at Texas State, played for the current Baylor OC, Jake Spavadal, who was the head coach there. First and 10 out to the 41. Bryson Washington left hip of Robertson. Wide receiver screen to the right is thrown. It's on the ground, but they say it was a forward pass incomplete. Picking it up was Mark Collins, but they'll whistle the play dead, creating a second down and 10. So BYU's had the ball three times here in the first quarter, three touchdowns. A Miles Davis touchdown reception, a Chase Roberts touchdown run officially on a pass from Retzloff that was ruled to be a lateral, and then a Retzloff touchdown run. So 21-0. We have 3:09 to play in quarter number one. Second and 10 Bears at their own 41 going left to right. BYU shows five on the line with Taggart pinching up the middle. Claps the hands, belt high snap, run middle for almost nothing there to Bryson Washington. Tyler Batty on the tackle. So setting up a third down and 9, this feels like a pretty big down for Baylor. You're not in four down territory. And if you turn the ball off after a short series, the way BYU is cooking right now, you could find yourself out of the game before the first quarter is over. This is a third down and 9 for the Bears at their own 42.
So Jay Hill with a perfect run stunt right there. This is great. You take your two D tackles and you run them across the guard's face and you bring your D ends into those run lanes. And Tyler Batty just twisted right into that for a big hit and a nice tackle.
Trips right, single wide left, short side. Robertson gun. They're going to motion in Hal Presley. Clean pocket for Robertson. Now he jumps up in the pocket. Now he throws to the far sideline and a first down completion and more. The release valve with the far boundary moves the sticks on a third down and 9. It was the running back, Bryson Washington, who had leaked out, and BYU almost had Robertson behind the line. He stepped out and found the man. They're flagged, though, on the field. And it looks like it may be against BYU. That's at least the early indication. Don't want to predict this call, but Kevin Marr will clarify all for us. Flag on the far side of the field during that first down reception. They're going to move it back. So it's not going to be favoring the Bears.
Ineligible receiver downfield. Offense number 68. 5-yard penalty.
Third and 14 now. That was a big chain mover for the Bears that gets wiped off. And so the mistakes are piling up, and this becomes a massive hold opportunity for BYU now. A third down and 14 for the Bears.
That is torture. And, you know, these RPOs and these delayed throws, offensive linemen, it could be a run. So they're continuing to drive their feet. If they don't see that ball come out, it came out late, and you find yourself down the field. You only got 1 yard to move down the field before you get that flag as ineligible.
BYU opponents are only 1 for 12 on 3rd and 11 or longer this year. This is a 3rd and 14 for the Bears at their own 37-yard line. Need to get to the 49.
Please reset the play clock to 25 seconds.
Need to get to the 49-yard line on BYU to move the chains. This is a third down and 13. Officially not, well, I'm going to call it 14.
Please put 210 on the game clock. It'll start on my ready.
Scoreboard says third and 13. We're going to call a third down and 14 for Baylor here with 210 to play in the opening quarter.
So you're going to go two wings and standing in 2 points with Tyler Batty and Isaiah Banya, and then you're going to rush Tamapio up the middle, and you're going to see if you can get a little bit of pressure on a third and 14. My guess is this is a classic Jay Hill down. He loves a corner blitz, or he loves a nickel blitz in moments like this where he'll run press on the outside. He'll bring a nickel heat and see if he can get there, get a little bit of pressure.
Long administrative delay here before they can get this play snapped. The officials are all in a conversation around the ball. Is it yard line? Is it clock? There's a lot going on down there in the way of conversation amongst the officials.
And Kelly Popinga brings Isaiah Banya from the field back to the sideline, whispers something in his ear.
Here we go.
Sends him in.
It'll be a fullback and twins to the right. A single wide in Coleman left. Or Crawford by, Coleman, Cameron, pardon me.
The game clock to 210. It'll start on my ready.
Another clock issue. So Cameron, the lone wide left. You've got Robertson in the gun. He's got Bryson Washington, the primary back, off his left hip. Huge third down here for both teams. Third and 14 Baylor with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. BYU shows six on the line. And BYU will drop two, bring just the four. Robertson throws deep down the far side. It's caught for a first down to the 30-yard line. A high ball hauled in by Josh Cameron.
Well, this is good recognition by Baylor. They did bring the corner blitz. So that is a classic Jay Hill look, and Baylor was ready for it. They brought Mark Collins on the heat, and you find the receiver that Mark Collins was open.
Only the second third and long conversion for a BYU opponent this year. Robertson has to U-turn in the backfield, throws to the far boundary, out of bounds, second and 10. The Cougs got a third and 9. Penalty on Baylor made it third and 14, and a gain of 34 yards to Coleman to move the sticks. And now from the 29-yard line, second down and 10. 21. They needed that play to kind of stay in the game.
Yeah,
they felt like.
They did. And, you know, they're going to be just fine. Isaiah Banya right there with a really nice contained effort to push Sawyer to get that ball out of his hand.
Robertson shotgun with now Dominic Richardson off his right hip. The give is to Richardson middle. Nothing there. Maybe a yard to the 28. Wrap up by the mangler for the tackle. Dominic Richardson, the Oklahoma State transfer, sets up a second down and 9.
But
second and 9, need to get to the 19-yard line to move the sticks. Ball at the BYU 28-yard line. Ball far hash. The Bears going left to right.
To your point, Greg, you do not want to let them score here because, you know, 21-0 is really nice. 21-7 is nothing when Baylor can sit there and blink and say, oh, no, we can still wake up and we got plenty of time.
Dual receivers left and right. Robertson gun. Feints the hand clap. Now claps. As he takes off and runs up the middle to the 25 and the 20, leaning for the line to gain, and he almost got there on a second and 9. Might be just third and inches here, but Sawyer, no, they're going to move the sticks. They called the stick mover. They gave him a run of 9. So first and 10, I thought he was short of the line to gain. And they'll give him a first down, and now Baylor's inside the red zone looking to stay in this game. BYU a nice early lead of 21-0, but down their starting center. And have seen a long third and long converted against him on this drive. Baylor first and 10 at the 19, whistles. Timeout. What do we have?
The previous play is under further review.
Yeah, they should look at it for the line to gain.
On the field was that it was made for a first down.
I thought that was a pretty quick call by the side official to move the sticks. I thought Robertson's knee was down with the ball short of the line to gain. We'll see what they end up doing here. Either way, I think it's going to be moot. They're going to go for it. I think you're looking at a four-down situation with inches to go on third. Either way, both teams will huddle while they take a look at this play. And the question now is, did the runner make the line to gain?
Will it be a third down or would it be a fourth down try?
That was a second down and 9.
Okay, because they had the marker run because they had a third down and 9. They actually had fourth on the marker.
Am I not? Was I behind a play on that? I'm pretty sure that was a...
I thought you were right, and I thought the marker was wrong, but it did have some confusion, but they had four.
No, I think you are right. I think you are right, Hans. It was going to be fourth and inches, because the first down play was the incomplete to Cameron.
Yeah.
The second down play was the run of one. That's right. So I was back one play on the scoreboard. So it was going to be third and 9. They ran for almost 9. It'll be either fourth and inches or a first down. Thank you.
Yeah, so fourth down makes it a lot different because we saw what happened on their last four down try.
Right.
You had Isaiah Glasker, who hits the gap off the outside linebacking position without being touched and gets a tackle for a two-yard loss. So Baylor is going to take their time. They're hoping they don't have to deal with a fourth down because BYU's already showed they can grab that momentum and have a big play in that fourth down moment. I also want to point out, just having called Jay Hill on the corner blitz that got broke by Baylor, Jay Hill on fourth down and inches is great.
After further review, the ball carrier was down with the ball at the 19.5-yard line. It will be fourth down.
So big. Fourth and short for Baylor.
Big,
and
big, big.
You'd have to think they're going to keep the offense on the field, but, man, a fourth down stop here. And BYU would entirely own the first quarter. We have 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter, a 21-0 BYU lead, and here comes Baylor. Fourth down and about a football length to move the sticks. And like so many teams on fourth and short, they're showing shotgun. They're showing gun, and in fact showing gun and empty.
Watch Sawyer's feet. He likes
Sawyer
to do
Robertson.
It with his
feet. He's got twins left, twins right, fullback on a wing back left. It's empty for Robertson. Fourth and inches, motion man. Fake, first down. Run up the middle, touchdown for Sawyer Robertson.
Yep. That was my big concern right there. I said, watch his feet. He likes to do it with his feet. Greg, I've seen in the four games that I've watched Baylor play, Sawyer Robertson, who has come in for an injured Daquan Finn in a game and a half, two games that I've really been able to watch him. He loves big moments to just do it with his feet. BYU knows that. Jay Hill knows that. They just didn't cover that A-gap.
Third and 14 was the play. The play of the drive, and for so far today, the play of the day for the Baylor Bears. They end up riding that third and 14 into the red zone and into the end zone. 3 seconds to go in the opening quarter. First touchdown for Baylor. And the first touchdown scored by a power conference opponent against BYU this year. The PAT is up and good. First seven on the board for Baylor. And 21-7 is the score. BYU leading it. Down to Mitchell Juergens. Mitch, what do you have?
Yeah, so it has been confirmed as anticipated that Connor Pay will not return in this game. There is another injury. This offense, when they take the field, they will be without Cody Epps. The injury hasn't been disclosed, so I'm not sure what the issue is, but it has been confirmed that he will not return in this game either.
Thank you, Mitch. Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you, so no Connor Pay, no Cody Epps the rest of the way. The bye week could not come at a better time for BYU next week, but you want to ride into it at 5-0. 4-0 with a 21-7 lead, still in a very eventful first quarter. Baylor makes it 21-7 again. That's the first Power Conference team to score a touchdown against BYU this year. SMU was kept out of the end zone, and K-State was kept out of the end zone. By the way, Baylor had not allowed a touchdown of any kind to any opponent at home this year before BYU's three touchdowns here in the first quarter. The kickoff by Jack Stone will be caught at the goal line by Keelan Marion. Marion's going to hit it to the 15 and be dropped there. I think he was kind of maybe not decided whether he wanted to take it or not. And then at the goal line, decided to run it on Allen on the final play of quarter number one. BYU will set up itself at the 15-yard line going the other way in the second quarter when we come back to play here in Waco. After one quarter, BYU 21, the Baylor Bears 7 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.